Let's go to Virginia now and a fight over Medicaid in that state. State lawmakers in Virginia returned to Richmond this week for a special legislative session. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is just a couple of months into his first term, but he called the special session to address the state budget blocked last month by Republican senators in Virginia. A Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act is the big issue here. 400,000 Virginia low-income residents stand to gain health coverage under Medicaid if the expansion the governor wants gets through. State Senator Emmett Hanger is a Republican representing Virginia's 24th district. That's in the Shenandoah Valley, right around Charlottesville. He's in favor of a Medicaid expansion in Virginia. And I asked the senator about the special session and the fight over Medicaid.
We attempted to access the federal funds through Medicaid this past session. That one part of our legislative body, the House of Delegates, included that in their budget. The Senate, which I'm a member, did not, so we got hung up on that. So we've not finalized our biennial budget. And the big debate, of course, focuses around whether or not we should expand access under Medicaid to individuals under 138% of poverty. I've been a supporter of that for a long time, but it seems like the stars might be aligning right now where we can actually push it across the finish line.
So you say the stars are aligning to finally do that Medicaid expansion. Why now? What's changed?
Well, ironically, the Senate in the past, we're at 21-19 right now in the Senate, 21 Republicans, 19 Democrats, and it's been that way for a while. On the House side, a fairly large majority of Republicans up until this past election, and after the election, different composition over there, and that really has been the holdup where they really hadn't wanted to do it. Now, the ironic part is, of course, they've taken the lead with a plan to expand Medicaid. I have a plan that would also do that, and to get that accomplished, I need another vote or two aligning with myself and the Democrats who have agreed basically to go with the plan that we have developed in order to get it passed. So the governor, the current governor, he's a fellow that's somewhat laid back, easy to get along with, but we are at odds. He has a plan, the House has a plan, and then it's going to be a bit difficult for us to get a plan out of the Senate this year, and that's why we're in special session now to work out those differences.
So, Senator Hanger, you're a Republican who's trying to whip support for the Medicaid expansion. It makes you a little bit of an outlier in your party. Why are you different? Why have you decided that the Commonwealth of Virginia should expand Medicaid for low-income people when so many of your Republican colleagues don't think so?
My history of it goes back to when the Affordable Care Act was first passed and we had to make a decision after the court ruled that, you know, the states had that authority, and we do have that authority. I agree with that. I really have recognized the need. We have a lot of disparity in the Commonwealth. If you go into the suburbs of Northern Virginia, we have some of the best health outcomes in the nation, average lifespan of 85. You go to the South Side of Virginia, Southwest Virginia, we have some of the probably worst health outcomes in the nation, where the average life expectancy is in the 60s. And there's just so much difference there. Basically, what sold me on it is the Medicaid program certainly needed some reforms. And we actually have gone through a series of reforms over the last several years. I led an effort with a Medicaid Innovation Reform Commission. We accomplished what we were supposed to do. Plus, one of the positives with the Trump administration, the new director for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services actually is someone that I agree with her philosophy, in that she has indicated, and this is where I come down, we really should be giving a hand up to individuals that have mental health issues, substance abuse issues, or just health unaddressed physical health issues that prevent them from entering the workforce, and they live on the edges of poverty or in poverty. And I really believe if we do this appropriately with a hands-up approach to a work requirement, some skin in the game, and some encouragement and resources behind it, that we can use the Medicaid program to help move people from poverty to more self-sufficiency and prosperity. So that really is my slogan at this point. And the new director of CMS, it appears, is going to be flexible in terms of allowing the states to tailor programs to the needs of the individual states. So I'm wanting to put Virginia out on the front in terms of coming up with a Medicaid program that helps people as intended, but as temporary. In other words, these individuals that can move on in life and do better for themselves, they would only be on Medicaid as a, in a transitional period.
All right, Senator, let's talk about politics for just one moment. You said the stars are starting to align here for Medicaid expansion. Look, Republicans lost 15 seats in Virginia in the House of Delegates in the last election just a few months ago. It looks like a bad year for Republicans in other elections taking shape in 2018. Does that have a lot to do with it? Do Republicans in Virginia see the writing on the wall and realize that Medicaid expansion is something that a lot of voters just want?
I believe that the dynamic in the House of Delegates takes that into account. Certainly, they've been refreshed with the elections. But the truth of the matter is, you have in the House 49 Democrats that are solidly behind it. And of course, that's, you know, that's the political, the partisan political alignment on this issue. But then you also have a number of Republicans like this being able to come up with a reasonable work requirement and getting a waiver to do that. So, yeah, it's mixed. There are some people that recognize that that their citizens want it. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be informed representatives, but we're also supposed to address the will of the people when it's, you know, when it's appropriate.
Well, Senator, I'm going to let you go, but you mentioned that it's going to be tough for you and some of your Republican colleagues to agree with the governor over things like work requirements and what you call skin in the game for Medicaid. You think at the end of this special session, you all are going to get agreement and expand the program?
I believe we will. I'm giving it hopefully a couple week period where we can basically stake out our positions and then get around the table and negotiate our differences away where we can come to a compromise. And we have a history of doing that here in Virginia, and so hopefully we will exercise that history and we'll come up with a good agreement that will work well for the Commonwealth.
State Senator Emmett Hanger, Republican from the 24th District in Virginia. Senator, thank you so much.
It's good to talk to you today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.